Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Quantum Revelation, A Radical Synthesis of Science and Spirituality, by Paul Levy. Foreword by Gene Houston. Narrated by Paul Bryan. Foreword by Gene Houston. Let me say it up front. This is one of the most fascinating, evocative, and important books that I have ever read. Paul Levy brings his massive curiosity to what is perhaps the most curious and massive discovery of our time. Quantum physics is the name of the game, and pursuing its mysteries prepares one to become a game changer in both one's life, one's understanding of reality, and how one agrees to participate in the biocosmic field that is intrinsic to our nature. This remarkable offering provides one of the clearest understandings of this scientific phenomenon, which involves all of us, that I have read. It is quantum physics from a deeply human point of view, as we follow Levy's heroic journey into the dark forest of the quantum nature of the universe. I recall that in the Divine Comedy, Dante began his grand tour of the deep and dark dimensions of reality in the dark forest, Selva Oscura. What he found there in the 13th century were the mythic worlds that seemed to underlay the domains of existence at that time. Levy does much the same for our time, our science, and our vernacular. What I write now should really be an epilogue rather than a foreword to this book, for I design my quantum-inspired experiments from the kind of understandings that Levy brings so brilliantly to this book. As a lifelong pioneer into the strange and beautiful country of the human potential, I have discovered that quantum physics, when applied to latent human capacities, opens up a realm of experience and exploration that up until now has remained more mythical than real. With quantum physics, we become mything links, living lives that allow the extraordinary to become the ordinary. The discovery of the quantum nature of our universe, and thus of ourselves, is so major an event that its profound implications cannot be overstated. Quantum theory demands a radical revisioning of the role of consciousness as the underlying organizing principle of the universe. With this understanding, quantum physics is introducing us to ways of seeing that profoundly impact human thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing, and being. In different states of consciousness, we can be brought to subtle levels where the mind interacts with the universe itself in what the Buddhists call interdependent co-arising. The self, when understanding that we do not just live in the universe, but the universe lives in us, becomes in some sense identical to the quantum mind, and therefore has many more capacities than those operating in local consciousness. Working with these concepts, both spiritual and scientific, I find that we can enable students to be, to do, and to create in ways that are suggestive of higher levels of human accomplishment. What follows, then, are some of the experiential processes I have led, which take as their basis the quantum nature of our possibilities. These include introducing more fluid categories of space and time. For instance, where one is able to experience subjective time. This is where a short amount of clock time is felt to be much longer, and thus one is able to experience adventures, write books, finish projects, go voyaging in the seas of the unconscious, even learn or rehearse things that would normally take a much longer time to do. Similarly, from the quantum perspective of the simultaneity of past, present, and future, we are able to change the story of minor past events until it becomes a realistic part of one's memory. But even our imagination is transcended by the universe in its quantum aspect, and we find that we are no longer simply imaginative, but imaginal. We are in the quantum holofield of consciousness, wherein all potential patterns reside. We are no longer caught in our own habits and expectations. We seemingly access the blueprints, the guidance, forms, and patterns of what, up to now, we have only imagined. Granted, this requires a metanoia, a big-time shift in one's belief systems, for as the quantum paradigm shows, belief structures reality. This book is in itself a powerful stimulus to believe and to live a radically different belief, and therefore a new way of being in this world and time. As Paul Levy writes, quantum physics heralds a change so momentous that it can, and already has, transform the course of human history. This great change is already underway, and yet there remains a long way to go for the full transformational impact of the discoveries of quantum physics to be assimilated by humanity. That is, for its insights to transform the nature of the collective common sense of human beings. We find ourselves in the role of midwives, helping to birth a quantum understanding of the world. What quantum physics is revealing to us is so radical, with implications so far-reaching, that to call it merely revolutionary would not do it justice. The conceptual revolution of quantum theory has literally turned physics on its head. What it is revealing about our universe is turning right side up what had been inverted and upside down regarding our understanding of the nature of reality. The advent of quantum physics can be thought of as a revolution in the realm of ideas. Quantum physics is introducing us to a radically new way of seeing, conceptualizing, and understanding that profoundly impacts human thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing, and being. As if the universe itself were giving us a cosmic physics lesson, what quantum physics is revealing to us requires a completely new way of picturing and thinking about the universe, our place in it, as well as who we are. I take his words as a stimulus to my own, and particularly to my experiments as to how quantum physics can change how we reconceptualize and allow ourselves to discover potentials that until recently have seemed more mythical than real. What follows is arguably more art than exact science, but its consequences are profound, as well as suggestive of the fact that we are organism environments who are symbiotic and indeed self-similar with the quantum continuum within which we live and abide and have our being. A fuller exploration can be found in my chapter in What is Consciousness, a work I co-wrote with Irvin Laszlo and Larry Dossey. Everyday life in the quantum universe. The implications, indeed the revelations of existing in a quantum belief system so vividly expressed by Paul Levy, find support in a number of areas. Identity, time, parallel selves, and the paradox of being human. With regard to identity, the quantum perspective holds that we are not encapsulated bags of skin dragging around a dreary little ego. Rather, we contain many selves and personas, which when developed, give us skills and capacities that make us multimodal, and thus able to bring fresh perspectives to the contents of our life and work. This latency, which can be ignored one's entire life, is to be found within one's quantum nature, and can be called upon whenever needed. This is the case in my own experience. While I am almost phobic about writing, in my persona as a cook, I have neither fear nor resistance, and happily bring my cooking skills to the mindset of the writer, with my dishes now resulting in over 30 published books on many subjects. This feast of creativity I pass on to my students, who then discover new competencies and abilities that grow from their alternate personalities. In addition to these, there resides a still higher level of consciousness and capacity. I call this the quantum blueprint, the fullest expression of the self. It can be considered to be the optimal template, that state which gives them access to higher states of functioning and skillful means. It is their emergent evolutionary nature that is filled with the codes of their higher possibilities. With guided imagery, participants are led to experience the optimal template as integral to their nature. I might say to them, as the optimal template moves in you, know that you are becoming a superb catalyst, a carrier of new genesis as the world is getting ready to move. Your mind is growing so that you can think in many ways, in words, in images. Thought ways that border on genius, in fact, can become genius. Much that may have been lost in you from your childhood and adolescence, as well as those remarkable skills and qualities that were latent in you, are now becoming real. Courage, passion for the possible, rigor, diligence, a wave tide of joy and belief. The creative life. Your spirit, inspirited by the God, the cosmic consciousness, the supreme beloved who calls you into being. You are loved, nurtured, empowered, called forth to your highest destiny for this life and this time. With this template in place, they gain the sensibility and openness to explore life in the quantum universe. One of the most intriguing ways to explore our quantum nature is to enter the mysteries of time. Most people have forgotten that we are multi-temporal by nature and can experience short periods of time as being much longer. Thus, for example, we can learn an alternate temporal process. This involves experiencing subjective time, which differs greatly from linear objective time, also called clock time. With subjective time, participants report experiences of writing books and music, rehearsing and improving skills, and pursuing activities that would normally take a long time objectively, but occur subjectively in a few minutes. Since time in the quantum universe is simultaneous, we have the ability to recreate minor events in the past so that the present and future are enhanced by this change. After gaining confidence in this process, participants can go further into the omnidirection of time. Quantum physics tells us the times of past, present, and future are occurring simultaneously in ways that are difficult for us to understand. With this in mind, we can change a minor happening in the past so that it affects one's present and future in positive new ways. This requires us to enter into an altered state of consciousness wherein we select a minor past incident that we would like to recreate, never a major traumatic event, and dramatize it in positive ways so that the remembered event is now what is in the forefront of one's memory, while this so-called historic event becomes a dim dream. Whether this is just putting in an overlay of new memory in the brain, or actually shifting the past event itself, I cannot say, but certainly the effects have been profound. In some cases, people who were involved in the original event start to remember the event in its changed variations. The point is that we can remember and even recreate the past and the future. Memories can be changed on this simultaneous all-at-once continuum in which the universe, including all its times, experiences, and dimensions, can be changed, transformed, rewritten, and re-experienced, because the universe, which includes our time and memory, is regenerating itself every nanosecond. Since we are conscious participants in the living universe, we can enter the Akashic fields of memory and shift elements of our own history. Living cosmically can also affect opportunities in alternate spatial places and dimensions. The new science of quantum singularity gives us the freedom to explore parallel selves, which are both similar to us as well as dissimilar in health, knowledge, profession, and lifestyle. In this regard, we take people to alternative or parallel selves where they enter into friendly and cooperative relationships, and then, with the agreement of the parallel self, bask in the energy field of their health. One of my students, Jennifer, had a near-fatal form of Lyme disease. I guided her to the parallel place in the universe where there lived a Jennifer in a superb state of health and well-being. With mutual agreement, their fields connected, and our Jennifer felt herself being retuned to a better state of health. Upon returning to her regular place in reality, she began to improve. As of now, she is in a state of health similar to that of her parallel self. Subsequently, Jennifer was able to take her comatose dying brother to a healthy parallel self where he became immersed in the field of this healthy self, shared the other's frequencies, and upon returning, woke up from his coma and proceeded to grow healthier each day. He then went on to live a normal life. We can easily dismiss this kind of phenomenon as strong suggestion in an altered state of consciousness that then affects health and well-being. However, after having seen dozens of these kinds of learnings, changes, and shifts with several dozen students, you cannot close your accounts with reality and therefore come to surmise that something much more interesting is happening. If there is any truth to this matter, it is no wonder that we want to keep the lid on this multi-temporal unconscious. And yet, perhaps these different worlds or times of our experience are not self-contained, but bleed through in other states of consciousness, dreams, reveries, creative inspirations, and spiritual and other potent experiences. To listen to the quantum revelation is to know that we are players in a great game called paradox. And what is the paradox? It is that we can be a child sitting on a window ledge knowing everything, and we can be the universe knowing the child at the same time. Quantum physics suggests that we are both infinite and finite beings. As finite beings, we are God stuff incorporated in space and time. As infinite quantum beings, we are the living universe in an eternal yet spirited form of itself. As this infinite self-expressing aspect of cosmic consciousness, and as a form of the living universe, we find ourselves capable of creating and sustaining an individual finite self. That is you, the human being that is the microcosm, or if you will, the fractal of the infinite self. The human selfing game, in which we are divided into many selves, may be what infinity does for fun. Not realizing this, we live in a state of galloping ambiguity, caught in a limited time vehicle and yearning for our greater self. Then, when we make the rare excursion into our greater being, becoming our cosmic selves, we suddenly yearn, like Dorothy in Oz, to get back home to the farm in Kansas. Why is this? To continue the metaphor, to live in Kansas, however joyous and rewarding, is to chronically confront our limitations of our body and mind and those of others to which we are accustomed, whereas entering into infinite life is rather difficult to navigate and transcends all understanding. What do we do? Where do we go? Who do we meet as infinite beings? I believe that to live in a state of both/and is to become who and what we were patterned to be. As we cannot shrink the infinite to fit into the finite, because if we do so, we just end up with a fundamentalist God, we can extend through conscious work on ourselves the capacity to expand, and thus to enter into partnership with the infinite. Then, and this may be the goal of the paradox game, we do indeed discover that we are an infinite self creating and sustaining our individual human self. Do you see the stupendous import of this statement? To me, it is a mind-cracking, soul-buffeting, life-enlarging realization. Once understood and internalized, it adds tremendous power to our freedom to be, our enormous capacity to grow, evolve, and recreate ourselves, and our ability to live simultaneously as finite and infinite beings. The infinite self directs the development and unfolding of the finite self, and the finite self offers joy, entertainment, and knowledge to the infinite self. This is the paradox of partnership resolved. The game is to overcome the illusion of separation. This is the revelation of quantum physics that Paul Levy brings to life in a most splendid and captivating way. Gene Houston is a visionary thinker, teacher, and philosopher who pioneered the human potential movement. Preface. It is easy for me to feel that the process of writing this book about quantum physics has been an act of ceremonial magic. I say this because the very experience of thinking and writing about quantum theory has had a profound effect on me, changing something deep within me. Perhaps it hasn't so much changed me as brought something within me more to the forefront of my consciousness that had previously been in the background. I can say that for me, quantum physics has brought the deep nature of myself, the part of me that is an aspect of the universal self, into focus in a new way. At the very least, it has given me a useful framework for contextualizing my inner experiences of the world that both inspires and makes sense to me. In learning about quantum physics, my life has stopped making sense in one way, while making deeper sense and infusing my life with meaning in another. It is these new quantum physics-induced insights that I aim to share with the listeners of this book, hopefully evoking similar revelations in the listener's mind. The sense I have from my own personal encounter with a quantum is that upon being introduced to the quantum level of reality, no one will remain the same. This has certainly been true for me. The more I understand what quantum theory is a theory of, the more I realize that modern-day physicists have stumbled upon, via exploring the outside world, a correlate to something that I, and I imagine many other people, experience as our inner subjective experience. This is to say that I began to notice the correlation and mirrored interreflection of the reality that quantum theory describes with my own mind. The ultimate subject of quantum physics turns out to be isomorphic with what most interests me, the nature of the human mind. The universe's quantum nature that physics has discovered is in a very real sense our own quantum nature. The world of the quantum is a magic mirror reflecting back to us our own essential nature. Our very mind stuff, the medium and substanceless substance of our present field of awareness, is itself not separate from, but rather an indivisible expression of the quantum field. As I continually deepen my inquiry into the realm of the quantum, it becomes ever more apparent that there is a precise, elegant, and exact parallel, down to the most minute details, between the laws of the subatomic realm and the laws of the human mind. This parallel between physics and psychology should come as no big surprise, for it is the human mind that has created quantum physics in the first place. We should therefore expect to find the genius for discovering reality, as well as deceiving ourselves regarding it, within the mind's own creations. In writing this book, I feel as if I am continually distilling the essence of the quantum gnosis into a magic potion of immense potency, but this elixir is in the form of words on a page. My quantum nature evidently wanted to learn about itself, so it inspired me to write a book about quantum physics in order to teach me about the subject. As such, this book is the record of my own ongoing investigation into quantum physics. The Quantum Revelation, a radical synthesis of science and spirituality, first started out as one article, which as soon as it was finished quickly turned into a second one, complementing the first. I've designed the book around these two original articles, which have amplified themselves and grown enormously, becoming quantum entangled, so to speak, integrating themselves into each other to eventually become this book, while still keeping their distinct structure as two halves that fit together, forming interrelated aspects of an integrated whole. In this book, I invoke the wisdom of the greatest physicists of the last century, people such as Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, John Wheeler, Erwin Schrödinger, Wolfgang Pauli, David Bohm, Richard Feynman, and Werner Heisenberg, who it should be noted is a very controversial figure, as well as some non-physicists who have in their own unique way contributed to articulating a parallel vision of the deeper nature of reality. Pioneers such as the psychologist C.G. Jung, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the science fiction author Philip K. Dick. In the course of writing this book, I began feeling as if I were becoming part of an ongoing dialogue that they were and still are having about the nature of our universe, all taking place inside of my own head. Feeling as though I were having some sort of wild dream, these great thinkers have become dream figures inside of my own mind, and my task was to somehow reconcile what they were saying with my own experience. In dialoguing with them, I felt like I was practicing active imagination. I can only imagine what it was like for them. As someone who is by nature curious and interested in the nature of things, it has been truly fascinating to become familiar with physicists' thoughts on the matter of matter. In addition, it was really interesting to learn how physicists think, particularly how they think about thinking. As a lifelong student of the human psyche, I found myself interested in the field of physics in my own unique way, such that I am in one sense more interested in the physicists' unconscious reactions to the physics they are inventing than in the physics itself. This is not quite true, because the physics is very interesting, but I found myself unable to separate out the physicists from the physics, as if they were conjoined in a quantum system that was revealing itself through their interplay, thereby reflecting the very same kind of seamless inseparability that their type of physics requires. After reading one of the original articles I had written on the subject, one physicist, a mentor of mine, reflected to me that it was to my advantage to be a non-physicist, as I have more of an open, unprejudiced mind, typical of an outsider, which enables me to see and contemplate with fresh eyes the strange goings-on in the field. It can feel a bit weird to be writing about a field that I'm not a practitioner of, but then again, the field of physics has gotten sufficiently weird that maybe my writing about it isn't that weird after all. As human beings, we all have a quantum nature, a pure and coherent nature which bestows upon us the right and responsibility to consciously realize it as best as we are able. The benefits of realizing our quantum nature are as boundless as the potentials intrinsic to the quantum itself. Oftentimes, great discoveries take years to catch up with and be assimilated by the collective into a shared, transformed worldview. The more I study quantum physics, the more I become convinced that it is unquestionably one of the greatest discoveries of the human mind in all of our history. Quantum physics does not exist separate from the human mind that has discovered or invented it. It is, in fact, an emergent phenomenon, a semantic structure arising within and inseparable from the human mind itself. As such, quantum physics is nothing short of a reflection and modern map of the human mind. To say this differently, turning the mind back upon itself, quantum physics is a revelation of the mind to itself, through the instrument of science. In all of history, we have never quite encountered anything like this. I am of the opinion that the quantum revelation ranks with the Buddha's discovery of the nature of the enlightened mind. It is the same realization expressed through the art of science, at least in my imagination. A true revelation always manifests itself outside the sphere of our own will. It is never our own activity, but is as if something seemingly outside of ourselves reveals itself to us. As the revelation that is quantum physics is taken into and integrated within ourselves, It will change everything, particularly ourselves, with no philosopher's stone left unturned. So as you listen to this book, proceed at your own risk. Don't say you haven't been forewarned. Quantum physics is truly revelatory, and as its theory points out, we ourselves play a crucial part in its living revelation. We and quantum physics are part of one and the same quantum system, a system not composed of separate parts, but rather one that is always seamlessly unified and whole. Studying the revelations of quantum theory is a form of yoga, the deeper meaning of which has to do with yoking, that is, joining with something greater than and beyond our ordinary conception of who we are, our quantum nature. Quantum physics is the bridge that elegantly connects two heretofore separate parts of ourselves in one stunning stroke, unifying the physical with a spiritual dimension of experience. We should be screaming from the rooftops about so earth-shaking a discovery. This is a true game-changer, a priceless treasure that could not be more relevant and helpful for all of us, one tailor-made for the time we live in. To say this differently, it is as if we, the human species, have come up with a revolutionary new conception of the universe and our place in it. In other words, a saving idea, with its own quantum style of grace that can literally transform our lives. The quantum is an idea that is thirsting to be freely shared. Getting more widely disseminated will only increase its potency, or so I imagine. Once the idea of the quantum and what it is revealing to us gains enough momentum, thereby reaching a critical mass in the human psyche, all bets are off as to our potential future. The quantum is readily available, existing all around us and within us. We just have to develop the eyes to see it and the inner capacity to feel its subtle and coherent presence. It is as if, in its infinite compassion, the universe, via quantum theory, is offering us a boundless gift beyond measure, an ever-abundant gift that keeps on giving. Encountering the quantum is like discovering a treasure that has been hidden within our own mind that changes everything. The quantum is a sacred treasure whose liberating power can transform the whole universe. To receive its benefits, we simply have to recognize what is being revealed to us. Introduction. For the last few years, all I've wanted to do is read about quantum physics. I've been studying quantum physics off and on for decades, but have never gone as far down the rabbit hole as I have this time. It feels like I've gone through the looking glass to the point of no return. The more I contemplate what quantum physics is telling us, the more my mind gets blown into phantasmal traces of non-existent subatomic particles. Studying quantum theory is like ingesting a mind-altering, timed-release psychedelic that keeps coming on with greater intensity the more I wrap my mind around what this world-changing revolutionary theory is telling us about the nature of reality. Taking in what quantum physics is revealing to us about our universe is psychoactivating beyond belief, in that it activates the psyche, inspires the imagination, and synchronistically dissolves the boundary between mind and matter. To say that quantum physics is the greatest scientific discovery of all time is no exaggeration. Its profound revelations and implications cannot be overstated. We literally have to create a new form of language, not to mention a new way to think, to do it justice. In discovering the quantum, physics has indisputably encountered consciousness. There is simply no denying this fact. The highly respected mathematical physicist John von Neumann said as early as 1932 that consciousness exists in and has entered the equations of quantum mechanics, yet no one knows exactly where to find it. Quantum theory demands a radical revisioning of the role that consciousness plays in the deep structure and ongoing unfolding of reality. Quantum physics unequivocally points out that the study of the universe and the study of consciousness are inseparably linked, and that ultimate progress in the one will be impossible without progress in the other. The change that began with the discovery of the quantum realm wasn't solely a transformation of the worldview of science, but is potentially an expression of and vehicle for the evolutionary mutation of human consciousness itself. To create context for its discovery, at the beginning of the 20th century, the prevailing opinion among many physicists was that there was nothing new to be discovered in physics, except for more precise measurements. A unique development in human history, the discovery of the quantum nature of our universe has brought about a seismic tectonic shift in the very foundation of physics and the roots of our scientific worldview.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?